They say video adds 10 pounds. But don't tell Barry and Chuck. The Financial Exchange is live every day on Facebook and YouTube. This is the Financial Exchange Radio Network.
This segment of the Financial Exchange is brought to you by ZRent. If you're a landlord, take advantage of ZRent, a fully automatic online rent collection tool that is free for landlords with an account at a participating bank and always free for tenants. Now a collection of local banks are offering this unique program, including Leader Bank and Stoneham Bank. Sign up and have rent payments deposited directly into your account. Call 781-641-8691 today or visit zrent.net for more information. Member FDIC. So we have been talking about the Super Bowl all day today, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it right up until Sunday. The big question that I would be having if I ran a local retail business in, well, anywhere, is what can I be expecting for added sales this Sunday? So we are joined, we're joined now by Brad Plothow from the Communications for Wampoli, who's done a little bit of analysis on just exactly what sort of Super Bowl bump different cities can expect. Thanks for coming on, Brad.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
So tell us, I mean, looking at last year's Super Bowl, and if you have data on, you know, more going past, going back in the past, you know, what do we actually see in terms of increased sales for bars, restaurants, these sorts of things?
Yeah, so we looked at last year's transaction volume for small independent restaurants, bars, businesses like that in NFL cities. So what we were looking for is, let's build a baseline. What's the average day look like on a Sunday when the NFL season is in full swing? And the postseason as well, and then that 100% baseline becomes our judge, and then let's look at how the Super Bowl compares to that. We were pretty surprised that across the board, Super Bowl is just any given Sunday. It's an average day, 100%. There are some notable exceptions, including Boston, of course, where there was a pretty big lift. When you host the Super Bowl, you see a big lift as well, and then some sort of very strange anomalies. But in general, the big takeaway was the Super Bowl is not a massive day for local bars and restaurants to increase their sales.
Well, here's one stat that I found pretty shocking, was that you saw a big boost in Boston, but you didn't see anything in Atlanta. What is going on there?
It's very strange. So, I mean, the Patriots seem to win at everything, including driving revenue to their local bars and restaurants in Boston. So, yeah, when we looked at last year, we ranked all the teams and the cities where those teams are in terms of the lift that they saw on Super Bowl Sunday. And, of course, number one is Boston. 58% increase in sales to businesses in Boston on Super Bowl Sunday, and is actually a below average day in Atlanta. So, you know, there could be a lot of things that go into that. There could be, you know, just a kind of cultural phenomenon in Boston that favors people going out and, you know, being with their friends as opposed to staying home. A lot of things that could be at play there. But very interesting to us that Atlanta saw zero lift on that day and Boston saw a huge lift.
Do you have any indication of what you think it'll be like when in Philadelphia? I mean, I guess you can probably expect that you'll see another lift in Boston based on what we saw last year. Is Philly right. More similar to the Boston market or more similar to the Atlanta market, do you think?
So there are some idiosyncrasies, of course, culturally in every city that you really can't account for. But based on what we saw last year, Philadelphia saw 85% of its average NFL Sunday revenue. So it's actually below. It's the 27th ranked city among all NFL cities for revenue on the Super Bowl Sunday last year. So, you know, hopefully they see a bit of a lift, but based on what we saw last year, it's not that the dynamic in Philadelphia is much more like Atlanta than it is like Boston.
Interesting. So I guess the key takeaway here would be people don't really change their habits on Super Bowl Sunday. If they go to a bar most Sundays to go watch the game, then they're going to go to the bar on Super Bowl Sunday. And if they watch it at home or watch it at a friend's house on Sunday, usually, then they're going to be doing the same thing for the Super Bowl.
That's right. And one thing that was kind of interesting, so when we looked at some of the analysis for Boston in particular, we saw that, you know, you see that 58% lift on Super Bowl Sunday. It's higher than that on Pro Bowl Sunday. It's actually over 160% of average revenue. And then, interestingly, on divisional playoff weekend, which was the highest lift we saw across the board, there was an 18% increase in sales across all NFL cities on that day. It was the biggest day other than New Year's Day. You see 175% more or less on that day as well. One thing that I think is worth noting is that that's revenue. So that's total sales. When you look at individual transactions, the highest day for the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl in Boston. So people are not spending as much, but the number of transactions really spikes. So it could be that people after the game are coming in, they're getting drinks, they're buying maybe appetizers, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I find these statistical anomalies always to be pretty fascinating. That's Brad Plothow from he's the head of communications at Womply, giving us a little bit of statistical analysis on what we can expect this Super Bowl Sunday in Boston and Philly. Brad, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, you guys.